A little bit less than 1 hour to go here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. On this Monday edition, we're taking you right into the WEOL Scholastic Games of Lorain County, presented by the Elyria Public Library System. Amherst at Avon is the matchup tonight, and after that, we've got the Indians and the Toronto Blue Jays. You can catch it all right here on AM 930 WEOL. No Matt Douglas on Bullseye on the Afternoon today, although you can hear him on the local news updates. I'm flying solo for the next hour or so. We're talking about Hall of Fames. We go from the Lorain Sports Hall of Fame to the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame. The Elyria Sports Hall of Fame ceremony takes place this Saturday, and a pretty interesting group being inducted. We'll talk to many of those inductees throughout the course of the week, and one of those being inducted is Torrey Davis, who, of course, had a wonderful career at Open Door, and the man that coached him is on the line with us right now, Coach Alan Januzzi. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well today, and privileged to be able to spend some time talking about Torrey.
Well, I know you take a look back at that career. The numbers do not lie. They certainly speak for themselves. Not only did Torrey have an unbelievable career playing for you at Open Door, but he also went on to have an outstanding career at Baldwin Wallace as well. What do you remember most, or rather, what did you enjoy most about coaching Torrey at Open Door?
Well, Torrey was a unique young man. It kind of went beyond his physical abilities and his basketball talent. And I think if you talk to Steve Banks, and I'm sure that he would agree with me, that Torrey just had a way that he carried himself that made him different, made him stand out. You know, a lot of athletes put a lot of pressure on themselves. They, they overtry, if you will. They try to accomplish individual things. But Torrey was unique in that he, you know, just showed up every day to practice and showed up to games and basically played for the love of the game. I don't recall one time where I ever saw him, you know, frustrated in a game, angry at an official's call or angry at another teammate at practice or during the games. It's hard to find. It's hard to find an athlete that handles himself that way. But I think that's one of the things that made him special and kind of set him apart from most of the other high school and college athletes out there.
Coach, at what point when you were coaching Torrey, did you know that he was really going to be a very special player for you? I guess, like, how soon was it into his career when you were coaching him? Did you think, wow, this kid's, he's different. He's something special.
Well, it's interesting. You know, when you talk about Torrey, you really have to also include his brother, Thad, who was 2 years older than him, who also had a great career at Open Door and a great career at Baldwin Wallace. What was interesting is when I got the job at Open Door, the scouting report on Thad was that he was not going to be an impact player. And Thad never actually played varsity basketball until his junior year. He played in the JV his sophomore year. Torrey played JV basketball his freshman year. What was unique about both the Davis boys was their significant improvement from 1 year to the next. And that had to do with their dad, Thad Sr., working with those kids every day. And the brothers, you know, competing against one another. So it really probably wasn't until his sophomore year that you kind of looked around and said, you know, this kid is something special to sit here and watch. But, to realize what he was going to be able to accomplish at Baldwin Wallace, you didn't see that probably until his junior and senior year. But again, because they worked so hard in the off season with their dad, the improvement from year to year was exponential. And so it really wasn't until, you know, later in his high school career that we really realized what a special player this kid was.
Coach Alan Januzzi is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about Torrey Davis, who's going to be inducted into the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame this weekend. And I'm sure it means a lot to you as well. I mean, he's the first Open Door player or first Open Door student athlete to go into the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame. What does that mean to you as his coach?
Well, certainly that means a lot. You know, Open Door is a special place. Just as a Christian school community, it's interesting because, you know, people would say back then, and even to this day, you'll hear people say, well, where'd you get the Davis boys from? You know, where'd Torrey and Thad come from? Well, they came from Open Door. You know, they weren't recruited. They were Open Door kids. And that's unique now because you look at a lot of these private schools that are having success. now in terms of tournament runs, and they're basically AAU teams. They're, you know, they recruit kids in there from various geographic areas, and then they go on and have success. But, you know, Open Door was not like that. Open Door is one of those schools that really got it. They really understood the role of athletics in terms of the overall education of their student athletes, and that's what Torrey was. I mean, he was an Open Door kid from elementary school up, and to be able to say that, you know, this is somebody that came through that school and had the success that he had, and to be able to, you know, for myself, to be able to just be blessed to and privileged to be able to have the opportunity to coach him is definitely very special. So I think it's an honor for Open Door also, because there have been some very good athletes there over the years, but certainly Torrey is a great representative of that school community to be receiving this honor.
Now, I know you've probably got a lot of stories about Torrey, both on the floor and off. I guess, what is your favorite story of him on the floor, and are there any stories off the floor that you're able to share?
Well, there's a lot of off-the-floor stories. I mean, he's a great kid. I spent so much time with him in high school. But, you know, clearly the two on-the-floor stories have to be the district championship against Central Christian at Strongsville, where he hits a shot with 3 seconds left. You know, we're down a point, and this shot is the game winner to win the first district championship for Open Door. And then a week later on a Friday night in front of 5,000 people in the Canton Fieldhouse, where he comes up with a huge putback with 3 seconds left. Again, we were down one to end up winning the regional championship by a point. And again, because of his demeanor, you know, he's the kind of guy that not flustered, always the same in every moment against every team, to be able to come up with those two huge moments for himself, for his teammates, and for the community of Open Door. Off the floor, I mean, it was interesting because he and I would, you know, pick him up and I'd drive him around to practice, and he was kind of a jokester. So, you know, I'd find myself like on a, you know, an 80 degree day, and I'd have the air conditioning on in the car, and I'd just not be paying attention, and all of a sudden, you know, I'd be like, man, the windows are up, and I have the air conditioning on, but it's really hot here. Well, he would, you know, he'd switch it to the heat, and then have the heat on, and I'd just look over at him, and he'd just be, you know, laughing like crazy, and just a really, really, you know, fun kid to be around all the time. Like I say, when I picture Torrey to this day, I always picture a huge smile on his face.
So basically, he made your car a hot box. He made a nice little sauna there by flipping the air over to the heat.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, found that humorous. So, you know, that was...
Yeah, he found that hilarious while you were sitting there sweating your tail off. Wow.
Exactly, yep.
Coach Alan Januzzi is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about Torrey Davis being inducted into the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame this weekend. How often, Coach, do you guys communicate still to this day? I know his involvement with the military probably negates a little bit of that, because he's always got something going on. You know, for those maybe who aren't familiar with what he's got going on these days, what's he up to, and how often do you guys get a chance to speak or communicate in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah, you know, it's basically through social media, you know, a lot through my daughter. You know, Torrey's been, you know, in the military. He's an Army captain right now. And so it's been difficult to communicate directly with him. I do stay in touch with, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Davis. And again, you know, in these days, social media is a way to communicate. I think it was last year about this time, I got a little, you know, message from him. My daughter had put something together from a lot of my former players, you know, wishing me a happy birthday. And, you know, it was great to see Torrey. He was out in the desert somewhere. Yeah, you know, keeping in touch with former players is you know, something that's very special to high school coaches. And I think probably it'll be more often once Torrey is, you know, through his military career and into family life. But I am looking forward this Saturday to, you know, Torrey's not going to be able to be there, but to, you know, to catching up with Mr. and Mrs. Davis and Thad and his younger brother, Terry, and very much looking forward to that.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's certainly one of the joys of coaching, you know, as long as you've been doing it too. You know, it's, you get a chance to go back in time and kind of relive some of those moments that you discussed earlier in regards to Torrey. But, you know, when you go back to these Hall of Fame ceremonies, it's almost like you get a chance to go back and really kind of relive all that by retelling these stories as well.
Yeah, and those, I mean, they're just great memories. And, you know, a lot of times when you're going through it, as athletes, as coaches, you don't really understand the magnitude of the moment, if you will. Tim Alcorn would always say, I remember when we were going through that tournament run, and he goes, you know, has it hit you yet? Has it hit you yet? And I don't know that it hit any of us until later on when you realize, you know, what an accomplishment it was that those kids had. And same with Torrey. I mean, his high school career was unbelievable, and his college career was outstanding. You know, I think, you know, if there's a legacy kind of that Torrey leaves in addition to all the other things that he's doing in life, is that there's a lot of guys out there that have talent, and they all think, well, I've got to go Division II or I've got to go Division I, and the parents think they have to do that also. You know, here's a kid who was a great player and could have went to a Division II or Division I school, but, you know, didn't have that greed in him and just went to play with his brother at Baldwin Wallace and ends up, you know, being one of the best Division III basketball players ever. And, you know, was the Division III National Player of the Year his senior year, leading scorer in the college history. I mean, what a tremendous legacy that was, just by not being greedy to say, well, I want to be a Division I or Division II player, and just going and doing what he did at Baldwin Wallace.
Yeah, great point, and you're right. I mean, I think you learn a certain degree of appreciation for these things even just a few years after the fact, because you're right. When these things are happening, you talked about the putback, the game winner over at the Canton Fieldhouse. You know, when it happens, you're right. I don't know that you really have a chance to sit back and really enjoy it, but now that here we are, what, 15-some years later, you actually have the chance to kind of digest that and look back on it and say, wow, that was really, really cool. Coach Januzzi, always a pleasure to have you on the show, and a lot of fun catching up, talking about Torrey Davis, who again is going into the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame. Have some fun with that this Saturday, and keep Tim Alcorn in line at that ceremony as well.
That's a tough task, but I'll try. Appreciate it, Andy.
Thanks, Coach.